Hello, I'm Paul Crosetti, Senior Site Editor of TechTarget's Search Data Backup and Search Disaster Recovery site. Joining me today to discuss the past, present, and future of business continuity and disaster recovery is Paul Crevan, an IT consultant, auditor, expert in BCDR issues, and contributor to Search Disaster Recovery. Thank you for being here, Paul.
My pleasure, Paul.
The business continuity profession has been around since the 1970s. How has it evolved over the decades?
Well, when I first got involved with disaster recovery, business continuity had not yet been created or actually defined. Most of the focus in the 1970s was on protecting large data centers with dozens of mainframe and many computer system components. For example, some large mainframes were water cooled, which meant that piping to supply chilled water to the cabinets had to be protected in case of a disruption. Today, we don't have such issues as most systems are air-cooled. Technology has certainly evolved, going from acres of mainframes and many computer cabinets to racks of servers with more processing speed than a dozen mainframe cabinets with multiprocessors and a fraction of the floor space. Interestingly, process cooling systems are still relatively unchanged from the 1970s. They still occupy large cabinets around the perimeter of the data center, pushing chilled air into the room. And temperature and humidity are still concerns just as much today as they were in the 1970s. Now, as a profession, business continuity emerged in the early 1980s, and depending on who claims to have coined the term business continuity, the mission was the same: protect the organization and its business processes, employees, the technology used by the business processes, and the facilities needed to house the business. Activities like gap analyses and risk assessments have been going on for years, whereas business impact analyses are more recent, first appearing in the early 1980s. The business of protecting and storing valuable business assets, such as data files and vital records, certainly predates disaster recovery and is, again, today one of the most important preventive measures an organization can do to remain operational following a disaster. Business continuity and disaster recovery standards are the norm today, whereas in the past, any business continuity process followed a logical set of procedures and activities to perform in an emergency. About the only standards were regulations from the Federal Reserve, Control of the Currency, New York Stock Exchange, and other financial regulators that required banks and other financial institutions to have documented methods for protecting data and recovering from a disruptive event. The federal government introduced its first standards in the 1990s, creating the terms continuity of operations, or COOP, and continuity of government, or COGS. Today, all federal agencies must have COOP programs. Most states today have similar requirements. Today, BC&D are more structured and process procedure-based, with standards to provide the structure, software products to facilitate the process, and cloud-based solutions to protect data and recover and relaunch critical applications and databases.
So how would you sum up the last year in business continuity and disaster recovery?
That's an interesting question. I think the profession is continuing to be accepted as a part of managing an organization. Small to medium businesses still have a hard time justifying BC and DR unless a disruptive event forces them to implement a program. However, large to very large firms continue to accept the importance and value of BC&DR. In the public sector, continuity of operations, or COOP, as we mentioned before, experienced greater acceptance than business continuity did in the private sector. Several federal government requirements, such as the Federal Continuity Directives number 1 and 2, have been adopted by most or all federal agencies. Similar activities, as we mentioned, are occurring in state, regional, county, and to a lesser extent, local government. An increasing number of state and local regulations are appearing that emphasize the importance of protecting government agencies and their systems and data. We saw a solid increase in the acceptance and use of cloud-based or managed services that facilitate data backup and recovery, along with application systems failover and failback. The use of hot and cold sites, long the mainstay of the industry, especially for large multinational organizations, continues. But cloud-based solutions are gathering momentum even in very large organizations. Many federal government agencies use cloud-based systems as well as data protection and recovery solutions from cloud providers. Very large organizations use delivery arrangements with a combination of brick and mortar and cloud solutions. Perhaps the most important development for BCDR is the rapid growth and importance of cybersecurity strategies and the associated technology solutions. This doesn't necessarily mean that BCDR are being supplanted by cybersecurity. The cyber events appear to occur more frequently than traditional business disrupting events such as fires, floods, severe weather, power outages, and other situations. So I expect the BCDR industry to move forward at a steady but gradual rate as it has over the past decade. And if cloud technologies and managed services become the de facto approach to continuity of business, BCDR may no longer be needed, at least in their present form.
So how have advances in technology, such as the managed disaster recovery and business continuity services, as well as cloud-based disaster recovery, changed the profession?
When used properly, I think, and assuming a needs analysis has been performed, managed services and cloud-based business continuity and disaster recovery solutions can significantly improve an organization's resilience and its ability to respond quickly to a potentially disastrous event. Managed solutions can become an organization's entire BCDR capability, or it can supplement existing manual and semi-automated processes. Managed services now make it easier for businesses of virtually any size to have the protection they need for their critical operations and data. Will automation of BCDR eliminate the need for practitioners of these activities? In years to come, it's quite likely that all or most BCDR functions will be automated. The big unknown will be the people in an organization. How will they respond to a disaster? How soon will they be able to return to work? Organizations using managed services may not have to worry as much in the future about reputational damage, as their operations can be restored almost immediately. Again, reputational risk will increasingly be a function of the people, as any issues with technology and business processes will be largely automated and recoverable virtually anywhere. It will also be important to help to have several employees trained in emergency response activities to ensure that employees are safe.
Do you think BCDR professionals rely too much on cloud technologies?
Well, at the moment, there seems to be a healthy acceptance of cloud-based technology by IT departments. Whether IT management uses cloud-based BCDR capabilities is another thing. I believe savvy business continuity and disaster recovery professionals will embrace these technologies so long as they have access to the resources they are managing. BCDR activities have traditionally been process-heavy, with lots of reports, interviews, exercises, and documentation. Managed and/or cloud services should help add value to the BCDR professionals' efforts in an organization. Naturally, the dark side of this is that BCDR professionals could lose their jobs due to their being replaced by cloud solutions. If the IT department believes it can leverage managed service resources for BCDR initiatives, it's likely they will do so. Further, if IT management believes that having an as-a-service arrangement for BCDR will be sufficient to ensure the protection and recoverability of their critical systems and data, I believe they are likely to pursue that direction. And so with regard to BCDR, cloud technologies are probably a blessing and a curse. And that's depending on your job function.
Now, how will the increased focus on cybersecurity and protection of organizations from cyber attacks impact business continuity?
Well, cyber attacks certainly get the headlines, particularly because they can impact thousands and even millions of people. While we are still likely to have wildfires, mudslides, earthquakes, burst water mains, snowstorms, hurricanes, and tornadoes, we rarely hear about the use of business continuity plans in media reports. Clearly, many businesses are affected by such events, but the media focus is usually on the human impact, especially when reporting serious injuries and fatalities. Cyber attacks are true business continuity events, but in practice, the two disciplines, cybersecurity and business continuity, still occupy separate silos. We can only hope that senior management can be convinced that both activities are essential to their organization. Ideally, the two disciplines ought to be under the same roof. Whether that happens in practice remains to be seen.
How do you see ransomware recovery techniques evolving over the next year or two?
Well, ransomware, I think, will no doubt get more sophisticated, as those who threaten organizations will probably be more bold and aggressive in their tactics. Business security software vendors try to keep ahead of viruses, walls, intrusion detection systems, intrusion prevention systems, and other solutions will be needed to counter the threats from inside and outside a company's perimeter. Ransomware and other cyber attacks are not likely to stop. If anything, they will probably increase over the coming years. Social media will increasingly be an important way for cyber attacks to occur. Finally, the growing interest in Internet of Things technology will probably provide yet another avenue for cyber attacks.
Finally, is there anything else you wanted to mention about business continuity or disaster recovery that we didn't touch on?
Yeah, one important thing is that the number of standards and regulations addressing business continuity and cybersecurity continue to grow, particularly at an international level. For example, the International Organization for Standardization, or ISO, has introduced a number of new entries in its ISO 223XX series of business continuity and resilience standards. These are all valuable resources to business continuity and disaster recovery professionals and underscore the global recognition that business continuity and disaster recovery are important activities. In this country, the National Institute for Standards and Technology, or NIST, has introduced a number of new standards for cybersecurity in its special publication series. The good news here is that the issues we address in our various professions are still important, and the presence of new standards underscores that fact.
Well, thank you, Paul. We appreciate you taking the time to talk about the important issues of business continuity and disaster recovery.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.